What?
The weather might change also?
No, 10:15. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's Monday night, or Le Yud Gimel Iyar. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch now. We're going to go back. Hopefully, we got to stay steady on this. Simen Nun Dalet, Din Iker V'Tofel. We really learned the first Sif already, maybe the second. We got to go back to the beginning. We missed a lot, and we're going to go back. Maybe we'll learn more and steadier, etc. Imochel Shnei Dvarim, a person's eating two things, Oechel V'Shoisa, Oechel Iker Etzlo, he's eating them together, not necessarily mixed together, he's eating them at one time. Oechel Iker Etzlo, that's what he means to eat, V'Hasheni Hu Tofel Lo, and now he's going to define what Tofel means. If they're not mixed together, we're not dealing with a mixture. See, when you're dealing with a mixture, it might be Tofel automatically, because it's the minority part of the mixture. Here he's not talking about a mixture. So therefore there's a definition of tofel, that it's coming to enhance, food B is coming to enhance food A. Make it taste better, make it the texture better, make it more palatable, make it able to swallow it, whatever the case may be. The tofel of this type is that it's an enhanced food B, is an enhancement of food A. You don't really mean to eat food B. It's coming to enhance food A. Vashenihu tofelo, shein kavanosa le'ochlo, your intention is not at all to eat it. Ela b'shvil ha'ikar, you're only eating it because of the ikar, to enhance the ikar. V'im loho yaloas ha'ikar, again, there's going to be other types of tofel, maybe in a mixture, or maybe by a bread meal. It's a conceptual tofel. Everything's considered tofel to the bread. But here, it's partially he's talking about peanut butter, even if you would normally make a bracha on peanut butter, which people tell me you do. People eat peanut butter. Okay, I accept that. But certainly, I mean, I accept that people do it. But, and then you have to make shakol, or maybe hadoma, but probably shakol. Maybe for chunky, you have to make hadoma. But if you spread it on bread or on a cracker, then it's certainly, right now it's coming to enhance the cracker, almost always. A normal person does not intend to eat peanut butter, and he's only putting it on the cracker because, I don't know, it's not like that. Even a tuna fish on a cracker, is quite possibly, you have to know what the person's kavana is. You don't go with the average person, but you go with what's normal. I think normally, when you tuna fish, I don't know, you have to know. Maybe your intention is to eat both. Maybe it's a bad example. Maybe there you want to eat the tuna fish. Do you go with rove in the tuna fish?
On a cracker, because you could actually have more tuna fish than cracker.
Yeah, but then the specialness of Mizonos kicks in. That there's no rove meat by Mizonos. So you'll always make a Mizonos. And then the question is, do you make Shahakol also? That's an issue. It's not clear. Hopefully we'll clarify it when we learn it. Right now, though, we're talking about peanut butter, or jelly, or even a piece of cheese on a cracker. If your intention is not to eat the cheese, you're just doing it because the cracker is too dry, and you want to give some taste to the cracker, you're enhancing food A. That's the rule. Food. We're talking about a tofel that food B is enhancing food A. So you don't make a bracha on food B. He gives an example. He eats a herring, otznon, or a radish. It's very sharp. He possibly eats a piece of bread with it. Right? And my father's shul, right? People take a shot of schnapps and then they eat a cracker, a kichel, because of the sharpness of the schnapps. But they don't mean to eat the kichel. B'chein ha'misav v'lishol yayin sarav. Oh, Mamish's example. B'shol say, he wants to drink the shot. Start off the day right, okay. B'v'chadei l'mayit ha'charifus, Lamate kacharifus, he wants to, you know, take the edge off the sharpness of the schnapps. Ochal achar mad pas, kichel, I don't know, eya kichel. It's a pre, maybe there's a apple on the table, whatever. So mevarich rak ala ikar, you'd make a shahakol only. So here, even a mazonos, even a hamotzi, bread, in this type of tofel, it could very well be a tofel, and its whole purpose is to enhance or to help you eat what you mean to eat. You don't mean to eat bread now, and therefore you don't make a bracha at all on the bread. Lo lefonov, lo leachrov, ki niftar bebracha sha'al ha'ikar. I'll tell you the truth, in Lomdus, okay, you do have to make a bracha. I had a tzad, maybe you don't have to make a bracha at all, because you don't mean to eat it. But Lamaisa, you are eating it, you are ingesting it, you are getting hana from it, so it does need a bracha, it's just that it's niftar, it's exempted by the bracha on the ikar.
Even if it's mazonah hamotzi,
in this case where it's only an enhancement, you don't mean to eat it. You don't want to eat now bread. You're not only by eating bread. You're only eating the bread to take off the sharpness of the schnapps. It's an enhancement. This type of ikar and tofel is that food B is either it's enhancing the taste. You're putting on a piece of cheese or even tuna fish. Your intention is not to eat tuna fish. You don't especially like tuna fish. You don't think you're eating tuna fish for lunch. You want to eat a cracker, but the cracker is very dry. Or you don't like the taste of the cracker. You're enhancing the taste of the cracker. So you can put on jelly or jam or butter or peanut butter, and you decide to put on tuna fish. It's also just to give flavor to the cracker. You don't make a bracha. It's a tofel of this sort. It's enhancing the cracker. It's nift the lotion of the niftar bebracha shala ikar. You know, just like it's tofel as a food, so it automatically is exempted by that bracha.
By medicine, if take food.
Medicine, you don't need a bracha.
Say if you're taking food with medicine.
Right.
So would you need a bracha on the food? And you don't say that.
L'chora not. So you're right. So the din is not.
Maybe it's the same
food.
Reason that if you're taking medication with water, you don't make charcoal.
Right.
No, but that's water is different. Water is different. Water is different.
But
cause
if you have
water, if you're not,
you have to take with food.
So the chari, you would not make a bracha. Maybe you would make a bracha there. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you would make a bracha because you're still getting the nourishment. You're still getting. It tastes good. Just like if you drink soda with medicine, you have to make charcoal because it tastes good. And the reason it's not tofel is taka like this, because you're not making a bracha at all on the medicine. The davka im ochela so ikar tchila, in this case, vachakach es tofel. Or you eat it at the same time. And these are ramifications of this that we say, that it's the bracha on food, on the ikar, that's part of the tofel. So you have to know, first of all, you have to eat the ikar first. If you eat the tofel first, you have to make a bracha on it. Second of all, you have to have in mind that you're going to be eating the tofel, because you're pattering the tofel with this bracha. Oshu rogo b'kachar, he always does it. Davikilu ha'isodaita l'kach. Because if you don't have in mind you're going to eat the tofel afterwards, let's say you drink schnapps, and you don't have in mind you're going to eat the piece of sponge cake afterwards. And then after you go, you eat the schnapps, you go, and someone quickly gives you some sponge cake. No, so you have to make a bracha mazonos on the sponge cake. You can't just stuff it in your mouth because it's tofel. You have to make a bracha first. Because you didn't think you'd be eating the sponge cake at the time you drank the schnapps.
So is it actually at that point actually considered tofel?
Yeah.
In that example?
Yeah, you're only eating it because this is what's happening. It's tofel, but tofel of this sort, only you don't make a bracha on tofel only because it's been exempted by the bracha on the ikar. So when that's not the case, when you didn't know you'd be eating the tofel, or when you eat the tofel first, So you certainly do have to make a bracha on the tefil. That's his point. The ochel, so you only don't make a bracha on the tefil, A, if you eat the ikkah first, B, when you ate the ikkah, you were planning on eating the tefil, C, you eat the tefil at the same time, basically. But if you go to a different room,
So theoretically, if you were to have something like...
This is only when Shinui Makom would require a new bracha. So if Shinui Makom would require a new bracha... So then you have to make a bracha on the tefil too, when you're Mishane Makom.
So in this case, if you have in mind that the ikar, let's say for a cherry milkshake, that you have whole cherries in, that are in there.
No, that's a that might be a different type of tefil. When it's one food inherently, and it's a rove and a miut, that might be different. That may be you don't make a bracha on, even if you happen to bite into the cherry first. But if you have a mixture of a fruit cocktail, and you have mostly fruit and only a few pineapples, but it's a very definite rove and miut, so that's a different kind of ikar and tefil. That's a tefil by dint, by virtue of being a miut. And there, normative halacha is that you don't make hadama even if you eat it first. You're supposed to make sure you eat ha'etz first to make ha'etz. Because there's no chiyuv bracha at all. We'll see shittas differently, but the basic sheet is that you don't make a bracha there at all. Here we're going, of course you have to make a bracha, but it's not exempted by the bracha on the ikar. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah holds that there's a strong possibility that when you have to make a bracha on the ikar, on the tefil, you always make only shahakol, no matter what it is. And that's a good riddle. Like, when do you make a shahakol on a fruit? Regular fruit, you're eating a fruit, it's five fruit, good apple, and you make shahakol. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the case is when it's a tefil, but you're eating it first, but since it's a tefil, it loses its primary bracha. And you make a shahakol. We're going to learn something like that in the next sif. Gimel. Chayna moichel mitchilas ha-tavol v'achakachas ha-ikar. Gancheroiso lishtos yayin ha-yayin sorof. And you're only eating it to enhance. Uchadeshel ha-listos ha-liba reikna. You don't want to drink the alcohol, the sharpness, on an empty stomach. Ochel tchila ezodor v'kot. Tzorech l'varech gabal ha-tofel. Omnam here, he says, and in this case, kivin shehu rak tefil ato, it's only tefil in this circumstance. It's not inherently a tefil. It's only in these circumstances you're only eating it to enhance or to help you eat the other thing. Yeshomim diorad mi berchosel vein mavarch and olav rak shahakol. In other words, if you're eating the tefil food first, so you have to make a bracha in this type of tefil, but it loses its special bracha, and you only make shahakol. V'yesh chokin, some argue, and say, it's not, you know, such halacha. U'lehotzi yisatsu b'day sveika, because what are you going to do? Yishtet chilot tzas b'day ikar. In our case, we're talking about that the ikar is a liquid, that the ikar is schnapps. V'yivarech olav lifter es ha-tofel. Make sure you eat the ikar first. That's what he says. But don't get into this mess. In this type of ikar and tefil, you can get into a mess if you happen to eat the tefil first. What bracha to make? Therefore, don't bother. Make sure you eat the ikar first, so you don't have this problem. You're not going
to
make a bracha on the tefil at all.
Like you go to a wine and cheese party or something.
They
like
eat
that.
The cheese first. Yeah. Well, that's not a problem because you make shahakol.
Well, yeah, but if you drink the wine first, then you don't have to make shahakol.
Correct. I don't know. I've never been at one of these parties. Why are they eating the cheese?
To enhance the wine.
Yeah, to take away the flavor of the wine so that they can drink the next wine. Is that wine?
Yeah.
And a chanami. If someone no bracha on the cheese. I don't know. These things are very subtle. If someone likes cheese, and he's going to the wine and cheese party because he likes it, they're giving out free cheese, you know. So he'll have to make a bracha on the cheese, I guess. You don't say butler daito here. No butler daito. Everything depends on the circumstance that you find yourself in.
Wait, so just the medicine case again, so it seems to be...
Medicine case, you would make a bracha.
Say shalom lishtos alibi leikana, like we said over here, for that reason?
Well, no, it's because you don't papoil have the bracha that's exempting the tofel.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole
even
thing
if you
is...
Did, like, he's saying you would say a bracha if you ate the tofel first. He's saying even if you would eat the tofel first, even if you did have a
first,
bracha, even if you did have something to exempt, you would still say a bracha if you ate the tofel first.
Again, for the same reason, because the whole, in this type of ikar tofel, the whole lamdus is that you're exempting the tofel with the bracha on the ikar. So if you eat the tofel first,
either way,
or
because you don't have
okay,
the
you don't have a bracha on the ikar.
Yes.